Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Just wanted to talk to you directly before we pray today and just let you know that you are so well loved by our Father. He sees you, and even if you feel like that sin that you committed has disqualified you from the kingdom, remember that there is no sin that can disqualify you from the kingdom. That it is squarely on Jesus' shoulders. He died for it. He has forgiven you. And you can move forward with grace and not with condemnation. And so you are not exiled. He still welcomes you. The entranceway is your repentance and your apology to the Lord and your determination to turn around. His grace is sufficient. His power is made perfect in your weakness. You will most gladly, therefore, boast about the power of Christ, that his power would be in you. And therefore, you're going to be more content and well content with insults and difficulties and persecutions for Christ's sake. For when you're weak, then you're strong. That's my paraphrase of 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10. But I just wanted to let you know that for those of you who are struggling today, right now can be that moment where you have perfect peace with the Lord. Lay it down. Lay it down. Lay it down. He loves you. All right, we are in Mark chapter 10, and we're in verses 10 through 12 in the Voice translation. He's just been talking about marriage, and he's going to continue this discourse. It says this. In the privacy of their dwelling that evening, the disciples asked him, Jesus, about this teaching, and he went even further. If any husband divorces his wife and then marries another woman, he commits adultery against her. And if a wife should divorce her husband and marry another, then she commits adultery against him. Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, thank you for the sanctity of marriage. Thank you that it is a representation of you and your church. Thank you that you hold it in high regard. And yet thank you that your grace is sufficient, that you cover every sin, that this is not the unpardonable sin, but that you will empower us to keep walking forward with you in freedom and forgiveness and hope, that there is hope for those who have walked through divorce. There is hope for children of divorce. There is always hope for people who have been broken by each other and broken by this world. And so I thank you for that right now. And Lord, thank you that you are the great pursuer of our hearts. And as I prayed other times this month, I pray that today would be a day of quiet, this March 31st, the very last day of a month, that we would take some moments away to really begin to hear you sing over us. I love that there's precedent for you singing over us. There's such a delight in thinking of a father singing over his child. And we are your children, and we are adopted into your family. And as your adopted children, we are joint heirs with Christ. We are seated with you. It's amazing to me that you have brought us to the banqueting table. Your banner over us is love. We can commune with you, and that someday in the future there will be a great banquet, a great feast of the Lamb, and all will be welcome. And Lord, nothing will disqualify us. Your blood is the entrance into the kingdom. And so, Lord, we just want to pause again, hear from you, and thank you for what you've done on the cross for us, that there's nothing that it doesn't cover. And as I've said before, and the scripture is very clear, he removes our sin as far as the east is from the west. And as I think about mathematics, and I think about a line that goes on forever, I know that the east from the west is impossibly far away from one another. So thank you for that, the beauty of that. And thank you that in you all things hold together, and that you are the greatest of all. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. We thank you that we don't have to try to make it on our own. We don't have to try to scrap our way through our relationship with you, but that you will carry us. You have interceded for us. You are with us, and you love us. Thank you so much for that. And maybe we could just rest there today in knowing that your love is true. It is available. And yet, Lord, help us to remember that as we know you, it doesn't give us license to continually live in sin. But because we love you so much, because of what you've done, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we will want to obey you. So we pray for that today. You would give us that desire of the Spirit to just follow you all the days of our lives. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I hope this last day of March has you smiling and filled with joy, knowing that the Lord is in your court. He is for you, and nothing can separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. You can rest in that assured today. Have a good day.